Good morning. It's Drew and Tori with another great public service address for you and a great person visiting with us.
We have Lydia House from Valley Oak SPCA, the executive director, and you guys have so much happening right now at Valley Oak.
We do. Thank you so much for having me on and letting me talk a little bit about what's going on. And I think we need to do this more often because we have so much going on. I could probably talk for an hour.
Right.
Well, it's interesting because the more and more we look at your website, it's vospca.org, the more and more events that keep popping up. You guys have adoption events that happen once a week pretty much, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. We're open Thursday through Monday at the Visalia Adoption Center. But pretty much every weekend, we are somewhere around the state. So we do two adoption events down at the Ventura PetSmart. We're doing two adoption events at the SLO PetSmart over at the Central Coast. We do every Sunday at the Visalia PetSmart. And that's in addition to, obviously, our adoption center being open as well. So we're super, super busy over there.
Before we get into all the great work that Valley Oak does, you guys have a really cool thing that you're featured on Animal Planet.
Yes, we do. We do. And actually, I wanted you guys to be really the first group that gets to hear some news with us and what is going on with the Animal Planet show, Amanda to the Rescue. Obviously, our good friend Amanda Geis is the star of that show. I know there's a lot of Visalia fans who follow her and follow that show. If you haven't seen Amanda to the Rescue, please go back and watch season one on Animal Planet. It aired on Sunday evenings, but basically for a good three or four episodes on that show, she really did showcase our relationship. She came down to Visalia, came to our adoption center. She often pulls our really large, major medical cases. And when she does that, she loads up a whole lot of other animals that we pull from the municipal shelters, and she takes them up to her partner rescues as well. Amanda and I have been friends for a really long time. We started with some major medical cases. I've learned a lot from her. She's a good friend of mine, and I'm super excited and I'm so proud of her for getting this platform, getting the Animal Planet show Amanda to the Rescue. And so I do have a pretty big announcement that I wanted to share with the KJIC family and you guys. And are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So everyone who follows Valley Oak SPCA knows that one of our biggest fundraisers of the year is the Walk a Dogathon. It's been going on for 28 years now. This is our 28th annual Walk a Dogathon. The date is May 11th, Saturday, May 11th. It happens at Mooney Grove Park. And our guest this year will be Amanda Geis herself from the Animal Planet show, and obviously her rescue, Panda Paws Rescue in Washington. She's bringing her crew down with her. I mean, you guys don't want to miss this. This is going to be huge.
Will this be focused and featured on her show?
You know, that is yet to be determined.
Okay.
So we'll see her announcements. Keep an eye on her page and watch for her announcements. You know, we're waiting for her to announce what's going on with the season two. And so don't miss what she has to announce coming up. And then obviously don't miss this Walk a Dogathon because she will be there.
And watching the episodes of the show, Amanda to the Rescue, I mean, it's fantastic. You come across people that love their pets, but to see the love that you guys all have towards these animals, that you walk into a room and you fall in love with these pets. The one I think it was the debut episode,
yeah.
She flew a plane down here and had some of the animals taken back.
Yeah, exactly. That was a really cool episode. I mean, that was really hard on the staff's part. I mean, we were up at, you know, 4 a.m. trying to get this plane ready, and then the fog hit Visalia, so they couldn't fly in there, so we had to all drive to Porterville. I mean, it was insane. There's a lot of behind the scenes. I mean, the hours that they filmed that nobody sees in that hour's worth of, you know, the TV show, there's so many days, weeks, and prepping and planning that go into that. And so, yeah, absolutely. So the goal for that was for her to take some special needs, some medical cases, you know, broken humerus for the little Queensland puppy. And then we had a broken pelvis. You know, that one was pulled from Visalia Animal Services, the other from Tulare Animal Services. So we're pulling from municipal shelters. And then we say, hey, you know what? Here's a pregnant chihuahua that needs help. Here's some other dogs that need help. Let's fit them all into this plane and get them up to you. And we did it.
How often do you call Amanda or anyone else be like, hey, I need you to kind of help us with this.
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's really funny. So Amanda and I always say we kind of operate on the same wavelength. So we talk fast, we text fast, we walk fast, like we do things quick. And our sweet spot for chatting, we usually text throughout the day, depending on if she's filming and how busy she is. But there's usually not a few days that go by that we're not in contact with each other. Like, what's going on? Okay, we got a puppy going to you in a month. Those emergency cases always end up happening really quickly. And we usually plan them from about 11 p.m. till 2 a.m. That's our time where we just start doing it. You know, we operate on that level. And especially, like I said, when there's an emergency case, I'm not sure if you watched the Goldilocks episode, but that was a really urgent case. This dog had practically every bone in her body was broken. And she was found out near Merton Valley on the side of the road. So, you know, we took her in, but I immediately said, hey, you got to check this dog out. They're like, I know what is out of our, you know, reasonable care level. Our doctor's amazing and can do so much, but she has amazing surgeons. You know, when I sent her the picture, we got x-rays within 2 days. We were planning on sending her up. And actually, our events coordinator, Matthew, and my foster coordinator, Kiana, drove her and a whole bunch of other dogs that we pulled from shelters up, met the film crew halfway, you know, and then she was able to get, that dog was in surgery within 24 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
How far will you guys go to make sure that an animal maybe in the LA area or something is taken care of?
Oh, that's a good question. So one of the rescue stories was focused around Jedi, which is a blind boxer. Now, we got him down from Southern California. So we brought him up to us. He stayed with us until we coordinated for Amanda to get him. And in that episode, she came down to our adoption center, got him, and actually got another 30 animals. And so when that happens, we do a lot of adoption events in Ventura. And so when our PetSmarts were getting evacuated, that really told us we need to make room at our adoption center in case any of our displaced homeowners, you know, that had adopted animals from us need a place to go. So we were trying to be proactive. If we have to pull from them, we need the space. What can you do? So it's kind of like this, you know, it trickles down, give us space so we can pull for them on, you know, an emergency notice. But what happens is if I see a medical case that I know would be perfect for Panda Paws Rescue, I just start sending her information and see what we can do. Just like yesterday, we have a blind puppy that was found here in Visalia from a family that some partner rescues of ours found. I start sending her some pictures, and she talks with her people. She gives me a yes. Now we're going to start coordinating transport to get that puppy to her. It really happens quickly, yeah. And we don't have a jurisdiction. You know, you guys know we're a no-kill rescue. We don't have contracts with any city, you know, government contracts as far as animal control and things like that. So we can go wherever. We could go to, you know, Arizona and pick up a dog if we need it and get it to Panda Paws.
It's amazing. And I don't think we think about that kind of stuff as much as we should. And to see her work on that show is remarkable.
Yeah, she's a hoot. She's a good, she's such a good person, you know, her whole family. And what I love about Amanda is, you know, from the beginning, when she first told me that she had this show going, she said, I'm taking you guys with us. You know, Valley Oak SPCA is so important. You know, we work so well together. We save so many lives, lives that you wouldn't be able to save with just the, you know, the resources that the municipal shelters have. Yeah. And so since we've been working with her since we were animal control, you know, and so now that we're separate, it's those hard cases that we can't help. I reach out to her and then it gets done. So it's like double the lives saved.
Yeah. When a dog is rescued and taken to Panda Paws Rescue, what happens to them afterwards? After they're healed up, then what?
So she's a home-based rescue. And so for her, she can't take in, you know, 20 or 30 dogs into her home. So she relies on her rescue partners up there to take the healthy animals. She takes the special needs and medical cases. So once they're completely rehabilitated and whatever that might look like, maybe they needed surgery like Goldilocks. She was on bed rest. She had broken legs, broken jaw, you know, broken pelvis. Once they're recouped, she takes applications for those dogs while they're recouping so she can really start finding the best home possible. And I'm sure that each dog that she has, she'll get hundreds of applications, but she never places a dog unless she knows that that dog will be in the best hands for the rest of its life. And so she does interview process, obviously, to kind of narrow it down and, you know, maybe a couple, and then she meets them, does home checks, and of course all those things. And then she places them in a home they adopt from her. And, you know, that's a really cool thing, is that she's able to take that time to find the really the best home for that animal.
We're talking to Lydia from the Valley Oak SPCA. You can go and you can donate now, vospca.org, or hit them up on Facebook and see all the events that they have coming up. And there are a lot of them. Walk a Dogathon is just one of the upcoming events you guys have. Mm-hmm. But you have events all the time, and this being the biggest, what do you have through the month of March that people can get involved with?
So our Dine to Donate for March is probably the biggest. We have monthly Dine to Donates is what we call them. And basically that's us partnering with a local eatery. So the month of March is The Habit. It is on March 14th from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. You do have to bring the flyer. So we're going to put that out very shortly, probably this week or next. We'll put it online. You can print it. We think you can probably show the flyer on your phone. Most of our partners do allow that. You know, we want to save paper when possible. But so what happens if you go, you eat at The Habit, and a portion of your meal comes back to us. So we end up, it's a fundraiser. So you get to eat and you get to help save animals at the same time. And so if you look on our website, we have literally a Dine to Donate scheduled out every month of the year. So please follow that and share that. That's a good, you know, revenue generator for us, because we do run off of donations. So those events are really important. And also you can find us at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. So we'll have animals. We walk in this parade every year, and that's on March 16th from 10 to 11. And we do encourage our alumni, Valley Oak SPCA alumni, to come out. If you adopted a dog from us and you want to, you know, showcase your animal, come out and walk with the Valley Oak SPCA crew.
We've spent some time with you, and we got to see the shelter when it first opened, mm-hmm. and you had the open house. And what's the status now? How are you guys progressing there?
You know, it's so exciting. I have to send you a picture. So we just finished, literally yesterday, our new cat homes. And so we call them cat cottages. But basically what this is, if you can think of the most luxurious kind of tough shed type little cottage you can think of. Well, our cats now get to reside in these cottages. So we have four cottages. They were paid for by donors, our amazing donors. And they're painted really cute. They look like little houses. They have lofts. They have lighting and, you know, carpeted trees and toys in there. We're still looking at donations to finish furnishing the inside of them. But basically, this gives them a house to stay in until they're adopted. And so we have four of them. So that was our project that we had been working on for the last few months, to get our cats out of, you know, the typical stainless steel kennels or the condos. So now we can house them in these big cottages before they get adopted.
Don't make them too comfortable. They're not going to want to leave.
I know. I don't think so. I know. And I think we're going to have people in the cottages relaxing with them as well.
You're going to be looking for Matt, and he's going to be in the cat cottage.
Exactly. Exactly. So that was really our next step. We have a lot of things planned. Obviously, it takes time, but, you know, our adoption floor is completed, and that's what you guys saw at the open house. And, you know, our lobby is always kind of changing around, because we've had retail spaces and, you know, front desks and things like that. So it's a work in progress, but it's really lovely that we're there.
You told us at the very beginning you were working in phases. What phase are you on at this stage?
So right now, you know, we're happy where we're at with the adoption center, right? So we have our cats, our offices, our cat cottages, and dog adoption floor. We're changing our focus to our clinic right now. So adoption center is good how it is right now, but what we know is we outgrew our clinic. And I'm not sure if you guys have seen our clinic. You should come by. We're thinking about maybe having a open house type meet and greet at our clinic soon. We are a really, really high volume clinic, and we very quickly outgrew our 4,000 square foot clinic. And so we leased that space, but we are starting to look into other options, you know, to either build or, you know, move into a bigger facility, because we have three exam rooms, and in 4,000 square feet, we could easily double that. And then we can bring in more, more clients and take care of them, you know, quicker. We book out our spay and neuter surgeries for 2 months. So it's a really high demand. You know, we are the only low-cost spay-neuter surgery or clinic in Tulare County. And so we get thousands of calls in a day. We get, you know, hundreds of surgeries in a month. Our doctor typically does about 25 to 40 surgeries every single day.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. I think that's the thing that people don't realize, that you guys not only have your adoption center, but I think a lot of people don't even realize you have the clinic and the low-cost spay and neuter, and you do vaccinations there as well, right?
We do, Yep, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. every day of the week, Monday through Friday. You don't need an appointment. You can bring your pet. We do microchips, nail trim, flea treatment, dewormer, and then, of course, the vaccinations. And we have every vaccination you can think of, and we keep our prices low. We try to keep them affordable. What I like to say is it's high quality, low cost. And a good point to make with that is that we are a nonprofit. And so it is difficult operating a medical clinic when you're a nonprofit. That means that every penny counts for us. Every dime to donate, every meal that you purchase when we have one of these fundraisers goes to us keeping our doors open, taking care of animals, and offering our services at affordable rates. Because the medical equipment and those vaccinations, they cost the same for us as they do for every other clinic. And because we offer such a discounted rate, we really have to get donations to keep us going. It's really important.
So spay and neuter, you have to book. It's 2 months waiting for right now.
Usually.
But then the vaccines,
walk in,
not
exactly.
A problem every day.
Yeah. And for us, it's always the large female dogs that the appointments take longer, because we, you know, it's a big difference to spay a 90-pound, you know, pit bull than it is a 4-month-old Chihuahua male.
Right.
You know, it's a bigger surgery, takes longer. So we have one doctor right now. She can only do so much in a day, and she works so hard. And we're really grateful that we have Dr. Cardwell, who was at Companion Animal Medical Center for a really long time. He's retired, but he comes in and works for us on Mondays and does surgeries as well. And then it's even more animals that are getting, you know, spayed and neutered that day.
Do you have a ballpark of what it costs to run the clinic for one day?
For one day, yeah, actually I do. So our expenses end up being about $3,000
a day.
Yes. And so total adoption center and clinic, our expenses are about $100,000 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, it is expensive. And that can go up. It depends on what's going on. You know, we're not an emergency clinic, but people come to us on a regular basis for those emergency surgeries. You know, my dog got hit by a car or got in a fight, or, you know, this happened. And we try to accommodate them. The great news is that we actually did just purchase an ultrasound unit. So that was one service that we couldn't offer before, but now we have it in-house. So that saves. It was a big expense. You know, it was a $20,000 unit. We had been fundraising for a really long time. But it allows us to do those things in-house, so we don't have to, you know, sublet that kind of service out to another clinic.
So you guys are always doing fundraising, and there are a couple ways that no matter the day or the month, you can go to Amazon or you can go to Save Mart. And part of the money goes right to you guys, too.
Yep, exactly. So if you go onto our website, you can see all the different ways to help the organization. So, you know, if you can't foster or adopt, or, you know, you don't eat at the Habit, you can still purchase something on Amazon and choose Valley Oak SPCA as the nonprofit. And a small percentage of your purchase comes back to us. But it really adds up. Our Amazon check last month was $250. So, you know, the more you purchase on things like that, you can bring money right back to your local organization. The other thing is we do partner with a lot of other organizations to hold day-to-day fundraisers. So a good example would be our new Dollars for Collars fundraiser. So what that is there's these kind of icons. It's like a cardboard icon. If you picture, you know, going to Save Mart and donating to St. Jude's, and they have like a clover leaf on the wall. So we have that same kind of program. So you can donate a dollar and up. That name can be your name that goes on the card, your pet's name in honor of or memory of your family. And we have these all over the place in Visalia. So right now we have them at Sweetie Paws, Polish Nail Salon at the Sage Salon, Pet Envy, Groomingdale's. They all have these packets where you can walk in and you can say, I'd like to donate a dollar to Valley Oak SPCA. You write your name on the card, they put it up on the wall. And that's an ongoing fundraiser for us. We're always looking for more merchants to, you know, set up the packets with them and just have them sell them to our supporters.
If a merchant is listening and would like to be a part of that, how can they get in touch with you to adopt that program?
Okay. Matthew Davis is our events coordinator. His email is mdavis@vospca.org. His information is also on our website. So you can reach out to him directly through email or look at our website and you can get his email from that.
Perfect. And so the monetary donations, all the different programs you have, that's one way to help you guys and fund you guys. Would you prefer the money so that you can stretch it where you need to, or if someone has dog food they want to bring or cleaning supplies, is that also another way people could help you guys?
Absolutely. We welcome any types of donations. Where we would rather you give a monetary donation versus an item is when it comes to dog food. Not that we don't want dog food, we do, but we do try to feed our animals a little bit higher quality, less grain. So and that can get expensive, that type of dog food. So we don't feed things like Olroy and Gravy Train, Kibbles and Bits. We know that can cause a lot of GI issues, and they're already stressed. Sometimes when we get animals, we're pulling them from municipal shelters or sometimes in the middle of an orchard somewhere. And so we would rather take the money and purchase some higher quality food. So if you want to donate food, great, but ask us what kind of food that we need.
And you can find all of this information at vospca.org. What are some other ways that people can help out? I know maybe everybody can't give a dollar, but they can give time.
Yeah, time, absolutely. We have an ongoing volunteer program. Our volunteer coordinator and our foster coordinator work every day to bring in more fosters and volunteers. So fostering consists of you bringing an animal into your house. We provide all of the medical care, crates, blankets, food, kitten formula, puppy formula. We're heading into kitten season. We're seeing kittens born already and pregnant cats coming in. It's not uncommon for us to get 60 to 70 kittens in a day during kitten season. So we rely on fosters. So if you're a cat lover and you can open your home to a litter of kittens, for a couple of months until they're old enough to be adopted, we provide everything you need to do that. You just need to provide the love and the home. Same with puppies or dogs. We have animals who have medical cases, have surgery that need to recoup from that. And so those types of animals can go into a foster home. If you can't do that, then think about volunteering. It could be as simple as just coming out and walking a dog. We have our Steps for Pets program where that is just coming out, getting with a staff member, leashing up a dog and taking a walk around our property. And so, maybe you're a runner, or if you're a high school student on cross country or track team, come on out, because we are more than happy to set you up with a dog that needs a good walk or a jog. So that can happen every day. Even the days that we're closed, we have staff there caring for the animals. But there are other things. We always need help with admin type duty. So filing or printing or making adoption packets, answering phones, or, helping check with voicemails, which are full every second of the day because we get so many calls. That's a big challenge. We are a nonprofit, so we operate on a small crew. And so we rely on those volunteers to help when needed. As far as the volunteer orientations, you can check the dates for our website for those, or our Facebook page. Saturday afternoons is when they're happening now. And I know we just changed them from Thursday to Saturday. So if you check, I believe she's offering two volunteer orientations a month.
And I believe there's one on the 17th.
Of March. Perfect,
so
yes.
That'd be a perfect.
So absolutely. You can go see Valley Oak in the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and then the next day you can go and do your volunteer orientation so that you can help out
yes.
at SPCA.
Exactly. The other thing that you can help by is even just liking and sharing our Facebook posts. So, you have the shopping, you have the physical volunteering, but it's really important when we have stories like recently we have a dog named Sonic and Potato. Those were really high-profile rescues for us, and they're doing really well, but we need to share their stories. It really is important, and sometimes we do fundraisers on Facebook. If you can't donate, just share the story. We really appreciate that.
And then if you're looking to adopt a dog, one of my favorite things is to go to your website and look through all the cats and dogs that you have available, and we were looking at some of them earlier. So you're not open every day, but you can definitely go to the website and see which animals are available.
Yes, that's a good point. Sometimes people don't want to come out into the adoption center and look at the dogs. It's loud, and it can be sad to see an animal in a kennel, even though I always tell people, our animals are so happy. They really are. They're spoiled, and they're taken really good care of. But if you don't want to do that, we do have all of our animals on our website. So vospca.org, you go to animals available for adoption, and you can see all of the cats, all of the dogs. You can also see the animals in foster care. So some of the animals that are not at the adoption center and they're in foster homes, they're still on our website. And if you know that we're going to an adoption event, we encourage our Central California and Southern California supporters, look at our website. If there's a dog that you want us to bring to that event, we'll just let us know and we'll bring that dog so they can meet him.
And I was looking at the page, and if you click on each dog or cat, it says how old they are, what their name is, what type of dog or cat they are. And then a lot of them were already spayed and neutered. Is that something, like when you adopt a cat or dog, what is involved with the adoption fee before they take ownership of the dog?
So when you adopt an animal from us, it's a really good package. And that's, again, where we come in. We're a nonprofit. So we rely on adoption fees to help cover the cost, but they don't always cover the cost of what we've put into that animal. So what you get when you adopt a dog is the spay or neuter surgery. That's done before you take the animal home. You get a microchip, a rabies shot. You get distemper parvo vaccinations, maybe more than one, depending on how old the animal is and how long we've had them. You also get flea treatment, dewormer. We do fecals on our animals. And then we also offer a free wellness exam through our doctor at our clinic. So if you're local here to us, when you adopt, you get a vet appointment for that vet to do a checkup, you know, within the first month or so of you adopting. And then you get a goodie bag and, you know, a leash collar, things like that we give out as well.
That's a really good inclusive package for the adoption fees, which are not that much. What is it for a cat or a dog?
A cat. Oh, and a Bordetella vaccination is also with dogs. I forgot to mention that. So a cat, we do FELV, FIV tests on all of our cats. You get microchip, rabies, the feline vaccinations as well. And then same thing, flea treatment, dewormer, and a wellness exam. And so the dog adoption is for here at our adoption center is $150 for dogs, and it's $75 for cats. But we do have a program that we encourage people to adopt two cats. So if you adopt one for $75, you get the second for $25. So it's two for $100.
And really, if you look at it, $150 for every dog that's in the location. So it's not like you're paying more for a German Shepherd or less for a mix, right?
Yeah, exactly. We have just one set fee for all of our animals. And, you know, people sometimes they think we're crazy because we get a lot of purebred dogs. We have a lot of owner surrenders because they look to us. We're a no-kill rescue. They want their animal to come to a good place. We really try to keep that animal with them. You know, what does it need? Training? Is it medical care? You know, let us help you keep your dog if we can. But if not, they come to us. So we've had Schnauzers. We've had Labradoodles. We've had Golden Retrievers. And, you know, people look at us like, wow, you know, and so it's kind of, there's a lot that goes into this. These dogs are sold for, you know, by breeders for a lot of money. And obviously we don't encourage breeding because of what, you know, what we see in this crisis that we're in in the Central Valley. But we love every dog the same. Yeah. So we like that.
Very quickly, if someone does have a situation where they need to surrender, what's the process of that?
So it is by appointment only. You can email info@vosbca.org. That's the best way to get to the right area. You're either going to talk to our foster coordinator or our animal care supervisor. And we need to assess the dog, right? We want to hear your story. What's going on? You know, is it a cat that's not using its litter box? Well, then maybe we should guide you towards our clinic. See if that cat has a urinary tract infection or something else is going on. You know, there's some frustrating things that, you know, pets can do, but sometimes it's medically related, and you know, a simple checkup and some medications will take care of that. If it's a behavior problem, we recommend Rebecca Corso with your pro dog trainer is amazing. We work closely with her. She's actually going to start partnering with our adoption packets to put in a discount for our adopters. That's our first go-to when it's a behavior issue, is set up with Rebecca, see if she can do something to help you. And then of course, if it's, oh, you know, my animal's marking or getting out, was your dog spayed or neutered? Let's start with that. You know, so then we can say we offer these services at our clinic. If it's something like the health of the owner, you know, we have some of those, they pass away, or, you know, they're having to go into maybe a nursing home or something like that. We assess the dog. We make sure that they're friendly to people, friendly with other dogs, and then we bring them in and do whatever they need to be done to get adopted.
So you're really a good resource for people, too. Even if you're not looking to adopt an animal or surrender an animal, they're still a good resource to call.
Yeah, exactly.
When they have questions.
Exactly. And I will say, and thank you for saying the word resource, because I did want to mention one other program that we just announced the other day through our Facebook page that's pretty huge. We recently were given a really large grant from PetSmart Charities, just under $70,000. And what that grant is specifically for, it was we asked them for this money for this program. We've created a program called, it's MAP, More Altered Pets Program, okay? So this money will allow us, and we've already been doing it since January, to offer free spay and neuter surgeries for low-income families in really the whole state of California. Obviously, we're focusing on the Central Valley. And it also allows free spay and neuter surgeries for feral cats. So the TNR program, the trap neuter release program that we you know, Feral Cat Coalition is part of, and we do every day, you know, people bring in feral cats that need to be spayed or neutered. Well, now you can get a voucher for us, and that surgery is free. If you're low income, you can go to our website, click the resources tab, click on financial assistance, and that's going to show you two different grant programs that we have going on right now. The PetSmart Charities Grant, where if you give us proof of low income, we will spay and neuter your animals, not just one, any animal you have for free. And the other program is the Visalia Leadership Group, who has chosen Valley Oak as a project this year, is raising money so we can offer not only the spay and neuter for free, but medical care as well. So does your animal have fleas? Does it need a checkup? Maybe, you know, it needs some prescription for an allergy or something like that. That covers that as well.
VOSPCA.org or follow on Facebook, Valley Oak SPCA, and you get lots of information. You find out about all the events they have coming up. And of course, you can always go visit them. Of course, when are you open again?
So we're open Thursday through Monday. We're closed Tuesday and Wednesday to the public. Staff is there to take care of the animals, but 12 to 5 on those days. And then every weekend we're somewhere. You can find us at Visalia PetSmart on Sundays from 12:30 to 4:30. But 12 to 5 every other day we're at the Adoption Center.
Awesome. Wonderful. And Rawhide is starting up soon, so you guys will be out there. Go check them out again, VOSPCA.org, and again, Valley Oak SPCA on Facebook. Lydia, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You guys are always awesome, and we really appreciate you sharing our message and telling everyone a little bit about us.